Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. The epidemic of opioid addiction is ravaging this country, and new research has pointed to a trouble spot few might have anticipated. Young people are at a greater risk of opioid addiction if they've been prescribed painkillers for the first time by their dentist. Dentists write more than 30% of opioid prescriptions for those ages 10 to 19, often after the removal of wisdom teeth. An estimated 5 million Americans have undergone this procedure every year since 1999. Stanford University researchers examined an insurance database of 15,000 young people who were prescribed opioids after having their wisdom teeth extracted. Within 1 year, nearly 6% of them had been diagnosed with opioid addiction, compared with less than 1% among those who were not given a prescription. One important point to note was that only 27% of the subsequent opioid prescriptions came from dental clinicians, indicating that many were written for non-dental issues. The researchers suggested that dentists and oral surgeons use alternatives such as anti-inflammatory medications or long-acting local anesthesia. Another solution is to limit the quantity of pills dispensed. Some wind up with friends or family members, a sign that the quantity prescribed may be excessive. The team said more studies are needed, but the lead author said the findings should trigger a question: why are opioids prescribed so frequently by dental providers? Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.